Welcome to the second hour of Girly So Groovy, the only show dedicated to, you know this, the women who rock and you, the listener, who loves them. A show where the music always speaks for itself. I'm your host, Trevor Klundert, bringing you two full hours of fabulous female-fronted radio week after week. Coming up in this second hour, I've got music on the way from Property, Dear Rouge, the Pack AD, music on the way from Naked Roommate, Le Tigre, Water from Your Eyes. But we are going to kick off the entire second hour with a tribute to Marianne Faithfull. Marianne Faithfull has long been an artist that we have celebrated here on Girly So Groovy. And just a few weeks ago, Marianne Faithfull sadly passed away at the age of 78. Is it weird to begin a tribute of someone who has passed away by calling them a survivor? Well, for Marianne Faithfull, I feel like she is the quintessential survivor. She has been in the music business since the early 1960s. In fact, it was 1964 when the London musician, who was not yet a musician, attended a party for the Rolling Stones, and she was quickly discovered by the Rolling Stones manager. Since 1964, Marianne Faithfull has survived so much. She has survived major substance abuse and addiction. She is a cancer survivor. She suffered from emphysema. She suffered from hepatitis C, and yet she always continued to march on. Hell, she survived Mick Jagger with her largely publicized relationship with Mick Jagger in the late 60s, a relationship, in fact, that spurred her into major addictions and substance abuse. But always, she was a survivor. It was in 2020 that it was announced that Marianne Faithfull was hospitalized with pneumonia as a result of COVID. And from that, she became a long COVID patient. And I am assuming that is kind of what happened in the end. In fact, it was just last year that a tribute album was released to help raise funds for Marianne Faithfull's medical bills. So it was coming, it was expected, but it still breaks my heart. Marianne Faithfull is a true rebel girl. Thinking of her career, probably the strongest point where she did prove to be a true survivor would have been in the mid-1980s. After over a decade of battling with addiction and substance abuse, Marianne Faithfull finally was able to crawl out of it and crawl back into the music industry. The decade of that abuse took a toll on her vocals. Prior to that, she was this sweet song, British songbird, almost twee in her vocals. And then it was pure gravel in the way that you would just want this rebel girl to be. And with that voice came new attitude and new perspective. A woman scorned and willing to put it into music. Her comeback album was called Broken English, and that's where we're going to start the tribute with. But again, this singer, actor, writer is an absolute survivor, and we've always cherished Marianne Faithfull, and we will continue to do so here on Girly So Groovy.
Call lonely. something to me.
Something to be.
With that set of songs, we say goodbye to singer, actor, writer, Marianne Faithfull, a longtime hero here on Girly So Groovy. I recently passed away, Marianne Faithfull, leaving us with a long legacy of music. One of Marianne Faithfull's uncanny strengths was her ability to recognize who was a trending musician at the time, and she would reach out to that musician to work with. Marianne Faithfull was not really a songwriter. She was a singer and needed that help, needed a little help from her friends. So over her career, Marianne Faithfull found herself, even just in the last 25 years, found herself working with the likes of Beck, Jarvis Cocker, PJ Harvey, Nick Cave, Billy Corgan, and on this particular track we just heard, we find Marianne Faithfull working with Blur. The song is called Kissin' Time. That is the title track from Marianne Faithfull's 2001 album, Kissin' Time. In the middle, it is Cat Power teaming up with Iggy Pop. Together, the two were included in the recent tribute album, The Faithfull, a tribute to Marianne Faithfull. It was released in 2023 as a fundraiser for Marianne Faithfull's medical bills as she was fighting with long COVID. And then starting that set off, it is Marianne Faithfull at one of her best moments, her breakout comeback moment, Broken English. You know, I looked back at that date. I said earlier mid-80s, completely forgot. No, Broken English came out in 1979. There is such a dark electronic post-punk kind of influence to that song that just absolutely love it. The song is called Broken English. It is the title track to Marianne Faithfull's comeback album, Broken English. We say goodbye, but we will still honor, celebrate, and shine Marianne Faithfull here on future episodes of Girly So Groovy. Hey, at the end of 2024, we counted down our top 10 Girly So Grooviest albums of the year. In fact, we also did that. We do that every year. But anyways, one of the bands included in our top 10 is Naked Roommate. 4 years ago, Oakland, California art punk quartet Naked Roommate knocked me over with their wonderfully weird dance punk. And 4 years later, they returned. They just returned this past fall with their sophomore album, Pass the Loofah. The band turns up the danceability and includes a horn section to bring greater percussion to the album. It is just, it's fun, weird dance punk music. It's Naked Roommate right now here on Girly So Groovy.
We'll be right back. three, four. I count mountains. One, two, three. Counter, you're a cool thing. Count mountains.